Today from the Ohio Newsroom, memorializing a local entrepreneur.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Of the tens of thousands of stony sculptures scattered across the U.S., many feature the same historical figures: Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Christopher Columbus. But a small city in eastern Ohio is raising money to memorialize someone with a less familiar story, Nelson T. Gant. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
I'm walking by the river in Zanesville, and I'm looking at statues of four men. There's one that's looks like he's holding a map and is leaning on an oar as if to paddle a boat. Another one is holding a big rifle.
Most of the half dozen statues I saw on my February walk through Zane's Landing Park in Zanesville were white men, like John Glenn and Zane Grey. Only one recognized a black man, Noah Norris, who enlisted in Ohio's first black regiment during the Civil War. Nationwide, that's pretty typical. The National Monument Audit analyzed nearly 50,000 monuments across the country a few years ago and found the vast majority are male and white. But soon, the Zanesville community will memorialize another person of color, local entrepreneur Nelson T. Gant.
He come here with a wagon and his wife and a baby and 50 cents in his pocket.
That's Todd Ware, board president of the Nelson T. Gant Foundation. Gant was born into slavery in Virginia in 1821 and was freed when he was 24 years old. Instead of fleeing to the North, he stayed and worked for years to buy his wife's freedom, too. Eventually, the pair fled to Zanesville, a key stop along the Underground Railroad.
The Stone Academy, which is in Zanesville, was the first meeting of the anti-slavery movement in the state of Ohio.
Once there, Gant saved enough money to buy about 30 acres of land. Ware and I are standing in his old home.
This was the outside of Zanesville, heavily wooded, bad area. No insane white guy would really want this area because it flooded.
But the plot was located along the National Road, so it was easy for Gant and his wife to sell their homegrown vegetables and fresh strawberries and cream right from their front porch. They made a fortune. And then Gant started other business ventures. He built an insulated ice house, collected blocks of ice from the river in the winter, and then sold them during warmer months.
He had a coal mine that sold the largest amount of coal ever sold in Muskingum County.
He also bought and sold land. 10 years after moving to Ohio, he owned over 100 acres. By the time he died in 1905, his estate was worth more than $100,000.
Which was equivalent to $2.6 million today. Now, folklore is he's the first black millionaire in Zanesville. I don't think it's folklore. I think it's true.
As a Zanesville native and first-generation high school graduate, local sculptor Alan Cottrell related to Gant.
I love the story, the rags-to-riches stories of people that didn't have advantages yet through determination, hard work, intelligence, perseverance, advanced themselves.
So he started to sculpt the man in bronze.
Especially for a lot of the African Americans in the community, they don't have some of those local heroes.
Now, the Nelson T. Gant Foundation is raising money to purchase a 7-foot replica of the statue from Cottrell and install it outside Gant's old home. Ware hopes the work of art shows kids they have a monumental figure to look up to from their own backyard. In Zanesville, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.